Action Park Media.
You're on the ILC, the go-to place for New York Islanders hockey talk.
Welcome aboard the ILC podcast. Mike Carver here with you, of course, powered by Action Park Media, as the New York Islanders moving on. Six games, they eliminate the Pittsburgh Penguins for the second time in 3 years. Oh, how outstanding is that? And they will now move on to face the Boston Bruins in the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs, most likely starting on Saturday. That's the word on the street, so get the Memorial Day weekend schedule ready for Saturday and Monday, most likely, up in Boston for the Islanders and the Bruins to get things going. As always, you can listen to the show on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcast, all the places to go, and you get your ILC podcast gear at YesMenOutfitters.com. White whale hats! Man, those are going to be in style here for a long time on the island. White whale hats, YesMenOutfitters.com, and so much more. Gorton products, etc. We've got more work to do here, and Devin's got the gear for you to make it happen. So the Islanders eliminate the Pittsburgh Penguins in six games. A huge Game 6 win at the Nassau Coliseum. The barn will continue on. This is, of course, the final run as we know, but there are more games that are going to happen at the old barn in Uniondale. And that after the Islanders' 5-3 win in Game 6, which was just a crazy game. I honestly thought the pace of this game for the first half of it probably didn't suit the Isles, but what did the Isles do? The Isles had answers. And it was kind of the game that most closely looked like 2 years ago. Because 2 years ago when the Islanders swept the Penguins, every time the Penguins did something good, the Islanders had a response. And that's what that game on Wednesday night was like. That was what the closeout game was. Was every time the Penguins had their response, whether it was the goal right out of the gate, boom, they retire. Second goal, boom, they tie it. Third goal, boom, they tie it, and then they pile on even more. The Islanders had answers on Wednesday night in that closeout game. And that was enormous. Because that was shades of 2 years ago. Whereas the Penguins kind of did that to them in Game 3. Every time the Islanders scored, they had an answer. Islanders flipped that in Game 6 at the Coliseum. And what a wild night it was. And I think, well, you know, let's just look at this whole series as a whole. And for me, there's four things that really stand out. Why are the Islanders moving on? There's four things for me here. Clearly number one, and you want to say these in no particular order, who cares? These are the four main points for me for the Islanders beating the Penguins in the series. Number one, the white whale. Ilya Sorokin. Now, we sat here for years. When's the white whale coming? The hype behind this kid, what he did in the beer league. And by the way, and I'll say this first, I guess I can't really call it the beer league anymore. I'm going to cut back on the beer league talk, and I'll tell you why. I always thought it was the beer league, but that league clearly did prepare this kid for what he just did in this playoff series against the Penguins. And how quickly he's adapted to the NHL game. You can thank the beer league for that. Because I don't know if that happens in the AHL, you know, juniors, things like that. So there you go. And I got a lot of things that I'm going to full-blown apology with here on this episode after, the, you know, just an hour after the Islanders beat the Penguins. And one of them is this. The beer league, fine. It's not the beer league anymore. That league did prepare this kid. He was not scared of the moment. And the biggest thing that comes out of this series, no matter what happens for the rest of this playoff run, good, bad, or otherwise, the one thing that has completely been cemented and you will always attach to the white whale, Ilya Sorokin, his first big moment as an Islander was his performance in this series against the Penguins. This will always be known as the series and the games where Ilya Sorokin became the Islander goaltender, you know, the number one guy, their main guy going forward. It was cemented in this series. He was that good. Of course, good performance in Game 1, an overtime win for the Islanders. And even saying all this, and he went 4-0 in the series. saying all that, I still am not going to say that Barry made the wrong move starting Varley in game two. And we did this for weeks, and Jay Berman was on me like, a, you know, 6 weeks ago, whatever it was, and he said, I'd start Sorokin game one. He's going to be a money goaltender. And I said, maybe he will, Jay, but you know that Barry's going to go to Varley first. It's always veteran first with Barry. It's who got you there. It's what Varley did last year in the bubble. Jay was right. Sorokin was money ready. But I still don't fault Barry for starting Varley, because that was his guy, and if he was healthy, he was going to play him. And I think when you look back at games two and three, maybe the one thing you could tell you, what was Varley completely healthy? Who knows? And we're also not going to sit here and say, is he not going to play a role again in this run, possibly? You can't tell that either. But I still do believe that we're going to look back on this series years from now, and this is the moment where the White Whale became the Islander goalie for, you know, 7 years, 8 years, 10 years. This is the moment that we're going to look to. This bust out for him, going 4-0 against the Penguins in this round one win, and his performance in game five, which was the big thing for Sorokin. He stole that game for the Islanders. The way he stole that game, and he kept them in the game. They were nowhere near that game for 2.5 periods, aside from him. And then after the Eberle goal, the play flipped a lot, as Barry alluded to after that game. The Islanders had more of the game. You know, the ice wasn't as tilted. It was tilted for 2.5 periods, and Sorokin had to stand on his head. And I look at it as the whole series for him. Some will look to that game. But either way, point number one, the Islanders are moving on because of Ilya Sorokin, the White Whale. Point number two for me on this series, why the Islanders are moving on, shut down the Crosby line again. This is the second time in 3 years. Pelikan Pulak are absolute monsters. They did it 2 years ago in the sweep, and they did it again in this series. Crosby did nothing. Zero. He had a goal in game one. That deflected goal that he had. He did very little else. In fact, not only did he do very little else on the score sheet, he got torched in game six. He got worked by Brock, Bo, and Bailey. Worked. So the Islanders shutting down Crosby for the second time in 2 years, also an enormous factor in them moving on. The third thing, the guys I just mentioned, Brock, Bo, and Bailey. A couple months ago, when the Islanders got off to their, you want to say, sluggish start, they had those losses to the Capitals. This was before they started beating up on the Sabres and the Devils. And we were saying how they were nowhere to be found, milk carton crew, you know, yada, yada. Yeah, I mean, who cares? These guys show up when the money's on the table. It's one thing doing it once, you know? It's one thing when you do it once, and it's like, all right, well, you know, you got to do it again. These guys are now doing it again. Like, they do it, this is multiple series. I mean, guys, this team's in the second round for the third year in a row. Like, they're a team that, like, this isn't, like, make the playoffs, happy to be here. This team gets it done now every year since Barry's been here. Every single year. And a big part of that is the way these guys perform when the lights are the brightest. And I think that all of us have had our turns at taking some kind of shots at any of these three guys. We know Josh Bailey. I mean, we know a lot of you guys how you feel about, you know, the comments, all of it. This guy has been unbelievable in the playoffs for the Isles the past couple years, including this series against the Penguins. Brock Nelson. You don't have to tell me. I'm the guy who sat here saying, you know, Brocktober. All right, Brocktober started because he used to only score in October. That's how Brocktober started. Okay? And then when Barry got here, his game completely turned around and he became so much better. And now he's like my favorite Islander. I mean, you listen to this dude after the game tonight, and it's money. The way he talks. We want to get it done in this building. We want to close this building outright. We want to do this. These guys now have done it more than once. This is multiple years of this. Bevilier, the same thing. What's my biggest gripe with Bevilier all the time? He's very inconsistent. He's very streaky. You know, and you want to know what? That does happen in the regular season. Bo goes 15 or 20 games sometimes where you can't find the guy. But you want to know when you can find him? When the playoffs start. That's when you do find him. And you need guys who maybe they aren't, don't put up the biggest numbers in the regular season. But when they put up numbers in the playoffs, they're as valuable as you can find. And that's what Anthony Beauvillier does. Bubble Bo last year, the performance that he had in all the playoff series. And now this series against the Penguins, he does it again. All three of these dudes are 3 goals apiece. Just outstanding. And they got better as the series went on. I thought that they obviously, in these last 3 games that the Islanders won, you know, games 4, 5, and 6, they really, really stepped up. And just tremendous job. So that's point number 3 for me, is that the Bo, Bailey, and Nelson line completely carried the Islanders offensively. And they did an unbelievable job. And 4th and final for me, Jarry sucks. And we told you this in the preview episode with B-Comp. The Islanders had a major advantage in goal. I'll admit, I thought it was going to be Varlamov. I didn't think it was going to be Sorokin. It ended up being Sorokin. It didn't matter. They still had a huge advantage in the pipes. Jarry stinks. And the Islanders completely rattled that dude. I mean, completely. He had an awful series. Now, don't let these people in the Pittsburgh media tell you it's the only reason why the Islanders beat him. Don't let that happen, because that's not the case. It's not the only reason that the Islanders won this series. Was it a big part of it? It sure was. That guy sucks. Okay? He's bad, Tristan Jarry. He's not a good goaltender. He's not a money goaltender. Okay? And the Islanders saw that in this series. He let up some bad ones. And he was not prepared to play in that Game 6 at the Coliseum. He was not prepared for that atmosphere off of what he did in the overtime in Game 5. And the Islanders took advantage of it. And he was shook. And Sullivan just did an awful job. Now, Sullivan had nowhere else to go to. He didn't have the Smith. He had the kid, Legacy, who only played once. It is what it is. But Jarry's awful. And that was a factor, but not the sole factor, which a lot of the Pittsburgh media will try to sell you, that the only reason the Islanders won this series is because of Jarry. Not true. Islanders outplayed the Penguins for very large portions of this series. They'll also try to sell you, and this was more earlier in the series, this series turned for me. I gave you the reasons why they won. The series turned for me in Game 3. Now, they did not win that game. But in the third period of Game 3 is when this series changed. They ended up losing. Tanev scored late. But that period is when the Islanders started to play their game. That period is when the Islanders started to get in the Penguins' heads again. And even though they didn't win, it set the tone for the next couple games. Because the Islanders completely flogged them in Game 4. And I'll admit, we all know it. Islanders were outplayed for a majority of Game 5. But I thought the third period in Game 3 was the point of this series where it all started to go for the Isles. Because they didn't do much in Game 2. They lost 2-1. They didn't do much in the first 2 periods of Game 3 at home. That third period kind of got things cooking for them. And the Pittsburgh media made it out like they were the Charlestown Chiefs, you know, from Slapshot. That it was all goon type of stuff that got the Islanders, you know, going in that third period. Also nonsense. So you'll hear that, because there's a lot of tears over there for the next couple days, because they just can't believe that the mighty Penguins lost to the Islanders twice in the last 3 years. They can't believe it. And they're going to blame the goaltender and just the goaltender, but that's not the case, okay? I know they have Hall of Famers on that team, and they do. They've got guys that have hardware. They've won cups. They're no joke. I mean, Malkin, Crosby, even Letang, these guys are going to the Hall of Fame. But from man 1 to man 20, the Islanders are better than the Penguins. And it's been proven twice now in the last 3 years. And it's got more to do with the fact that their goaltender sucks. I'm sorry. It just does. It just does. They've beaten him 8 out of the last 10 times they've played him in playoff games. 8 out of 10. So, they're better than them. And it ain't just because of the goaltender. So there's your four reasons of why we are moving on here. The White Whale, Pelican Pulak shutting down the Crosby line again, Bo, Brock, and Bailey, and the awful play of Tristan Jarry. Those, for me, was the four things that stood out for why the Islanders are moving on. Now, there were other things that were going on here. Let's talk about Kyle Palmieri. So this is like the full-blown apology tour here, all right? We apologized to White Whale saying he wasn't playoff ready. He was. Beer League got him ready. We apologize for the Brock, Bo, and Bailey for being the milk carton crew early in the year. Who cares about the regular season? Those dudes show up when it counts. And now we'll apologize for this. We said the trade, but here's the one thing we did say. This doesn't have to be a full apology. We said the trade when the playoffs started was a zero. Because it had been. But what else do we say? There's still time to turn that around. And guess what, guys? Time's come. Trade's a win now. There's more playoff games to win, but just that series alone. Kyle Palmieri gives you 3 goals, including an overtime winner in Game 1. And don't forget what happened with Zajac here in Game 6. Because that was enormous. And Barry mentioned it after the game, and I believe it was Andrew Gross who asked him the question about it at the podium. What the Islanders had tonight with their depth, as Barry said, to be able to put Zajac in the lineup with Wahlstrom out, and he had 2 enormous plays in that game, winning the faceoff on the Pulak goal and keeping the puck out of the net, too. He made that save because that puck was going in. Sorokin wasn't getting that, and Zajac's the one who swiped that puck away. He made 2 enormous plays in that game. Travis Zajac. So, tremendous job by him coming in cold. Hadn't played the first 5 games. Steps in for Wally, and he gets it done. So, this trade now, and this is why Lou made this trade. This trade was about the playoffs. So, as much as the trade looked like it was a nothing for 15 or 17 regular season games, there was still time to turn it around. And it did. Because Palmieri was excellent in this series. He scored big goals. He made big plays. He was very noticeable on the ice throughout the entire series. And the one game that Zajac got into, the clinching game, he had an impact on the game. And we don't know what the deal is with Wahlstrom because it's the NHL. It's cloak and dagger. Is he going to be able to play in the Boston series? Who knows? You won't know until you see him on the ice. The fact that he didn't take warm-ups tonight, even though Barry said he's day-to-day, That's probably not a good indicator. But hopefully the kid can get back out there because we know the element that he brings. I thought he was having a really good series before he went down with the injury. But Zajac stepped in and he was noticeable. So that's where we're at with the trade now. A good playoff run can completely make a trade different. And that is what is happening here with the Palmieri trade in the Islanders. I thought the responses, we talked about that in Game 6, were enormous. Stealing Game 5. Big time in this series, a vintage Islander game in Game 4, and the series turned, as we know, despite not winning in that third period in Game number 3. And they did enough on specials, too. They had the power play goals at the end of that fourth game, and the penalty kill was great. The penalty kill was outstanding. Would it have been nice to score a couple more big power play goals? Yeah, they had some big opportunities on the power play, as we know, towards the end of regulation in Game 5. Where they just got nothing going. But the kill was outstanding, and that's going to be huge for Boston because you know how dangerous Bergeron and Pasternak and all that. So you need that strong penalty kill, and the Islanders have that. But just like in this series and in the last couple years when the Islanders have gone on these runs, even though their power play can be extremely inept at times, they're going to need to find ways to get those couple ones that matter, as they did in this series. We'll do more of that in the preview with B-Comp in the next couple days before Game 1. But that is a big-time performance by the Islanders. And you know what? We'll go with one more here on the quote-unquote apology tour. I didn't know what to think of the way Barry handled the last couple weeks of the regular season. I really didn't. And you want to know what? I'm never going to question it. Not that I ever questioned Barry, but now I'm really not questioning him ever again. That dude could do whatever he wants at the end of the regular season. He knows how to push the buttons, man. He just does. He knows how to push the buttons. He's just the best coach in the NHL. He had this team ready. They were ready to play this series against the Penguins. They won game one. They got down 2-1. He had them back in the mix. They played really well in game four. Got a huge road win in game five. And then stepped on the throat in game six. All of that by basically you had people losing faith and this team sucks. You had all that the last two or three weeks of the regular season. It just doesn't matter. He knew what he was doing the whole time. Best coach in the NHL. And here's what else doesn't matter anymore either. And this is going to play into the Boston series too. Because I know this is the first time in decades that the Islanders actually performed well against the Bruins in the regular season. What happens in the regular season doesn't matter. The Islanders just lost 6 out of 8 to the Penguins in the regular season. It didn't matter. Didn't matter. Didn't matter that they played them 8 times. Didn't matter when they played them. This is a whole nother animal when you get to these games. They are completely different games. And that's how you have to now look going to the Boston series. Okay? Regular season didn't matter that the Penguins beat the Islanders that much. And it ain't going to matter that the Islanders beat the Bruins a whole bunch of times a few months ago. Doesn't matter at all. These are two different teams on different courses right now. And it's going to be a fun series. And we'll do all the pomp and circumstance with B-Comp. I will talk to him in the morning. And we will set up a time for most likely Friday, because I think game one's going to be on Saturday night. And one last thing on this series, and we've clearly covered everything that was great here in this little post-game episode about it. How about the crowd? Honestly. Now, I was not at any of the games, unfortunately. I plan on changing that for the Bruins series, but the crowd was just tremendous. And I'm glad that they were able to up it to 9,000 for the game six. This is it. We know this is the last run. You know, it's been so long waiting for the new building, waiting for any new building. And now you know it's UBS, of course, over at Belmont. But this is really it. Like, you know, it's, you know, get the memories in now, man. And you got some in this series already. I mean, you're not going to forget that game six. That's a moment to knock those guys out and the kind of crazy game that it was. It's a dump, man, but it's a special place. It is a dump, but it's a special place. And the people that have been in it for these three games have been unbelievable. And you need that same effort against this next team that's coming in because they're a better team. So that's what we'll do now. We'll wrap it up, and we will talk to B-Comp, as always, before a fresh series. We'll talk to B-Comp on Friday. I will try to effort talking to him Friday morning so we can get it out to everybody by Friday afternoon. Islanders and Bruins, game one, most likely on Saturday night. The Islanders move on. Oh, beating the Penguins is so great. I love it. Beating that team twice in 3 years. The mighty Penguins. Oh. It's so great. Just go read all the media. Read all the Penguin media on Twitter. Oh, it's just outstanding. What a shame. So the Islanders move on. Great stuff. We'll talk to you guys again before the Bruins series. Thanks, as always, Action Park Media. Great job by the crew over there. YesMenOutfitters.com. White Whale hats. You're going to need them for round number two. Let's go. Devin will take care of you. I will talk to you guys later in the week. I'll see podcast, Mike Garber. I'll see you then.